Radio. WMDX 92.7 FM 1580 AM.
Good morning.
We're broadcasting from the capital city of Wisconsin, Madison. And State Street is hustling and bustling. The garbage guy is out there right now.
Yeah, he is. He's busy. It's raining. Got some showers moving through.
It is raining, yeah. Came out and it was sprinkling a little bit. Yeah. The radar looks like the storm is just getting to the area.
Yeah.
So it might be lingering around for a little while here.
Could have some heavy downpours, maybe some thunder and lightning. And
it might be a follow-up storm, but I'm going to have to keep checking the radar. I'll stop in at noon and give you an update.
Okay. Will you?
Oh, sure.
What, over at my house?
I got a lot of time. Okay. You know? I'll let you know because you're the weatherman. Then you can broadcast it to everybody else.
That sounds like a good
we
deal.
We can live stream you in here.
Yeah, it's nice. You got a brand new phone, huh?
I do.
A brand new fold.
A fold six.
A flip phone? Or a
fold. It's called a fold, a flip. A fold.
You like this better than the old fold?
Oh, yeah. This is
the old
nice
fold was
a little bigger,
a little shorter. Yeah.
And, well, it started cracking a little bit in the center, you know.
The old one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I told you that was going to happen.
it's something that could happen to it, you know.
How could it not happen? It's going to happen to that one, too.
I decided to just reckless abandon with my fold phone. I took the screensaver off.
Oh, no.
You know, I mean, I thought it was cracking and it was coming off by itself anyway. So I thought, I'm going to open it all the time and use it as a tablet because that's what it's for.
Yeah.
And if it starts cracking down the center, the actual screen that came with the phone, if it starts cracking, well, that's their fault.
John, why did you have a screen protector on a folding phone in the first place? It's like putting a screen protector on a laptop.
Well, you're going to have to talk to Samsung about that. Okay. I didn't do it. They did. They put screen protectors on everything. But it doesn't make sense because you have this high technology as the foldable screen, mm-hmm. and then you put a cheap piece of plastic over it. That's not going to last, and it's not going to stay on for a long time.
Huh.
And then you have to peel it off anyway. And by the way, you can just courageously peel it off. It's not going to hurt it. But, so I unfold it all the time just to see, you know, if it'll start cracking. And it did just a little bit.
Yeah?
Yeah. So that's right. And I thought, well, it's going to be bad in about a year. So I thought, I'm going to get it now. And there's a great trade-in on it. I got $1,000 credit.
$1,000?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a $2,000 phone or something like
that. That's it?
So then they give you $1,000 credit if you trade it in. And I traded mine in. I have it.
You just got to have the latest and greatest, don't you, John?
I do. Well, you know, I just keep updating. I don't want to pay $2,000 for another one. Okay?
All right.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah, it is.
You know, one day I thought, wait a minute, my laptop is like $750. Wow, it's less than my phone.
Yeah. Well, that's all right. It looks very slick. It looks very modern.
Yeah, it's got edges now.
Sharp edges.
Yeah, yeah. and corners. The other one had rounded.
Yeah.
So it's easier to hold on to when it has the sharper edges. Yeah.
Is it heavy? Does it take a lot of
No, it's
weight?
Lighter.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's lighter. It
fits in your pocket okay? It's not going to fall out. Is it
clear? Does it sound okay?
Is it in focus?
Is it in focus? Yes, that's your question.
That's my criteria. Well, we've got showers this morning, John.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people, you know, wondering what's the weather going to be like today, right?
Well, they oftentimes do that, yes.
Well, I would grab the umbrella before you walk outside, you know, check your windshield wipers.
You want to make sure that they're not falling apart.
Right now it's 67 degrees. Let's fire up the weather roulette wheel and see where that marble lands this morning. Okay, here we go. And around it goes. And the high temperature today will be...
We've got the white marble.
Come on. 81 degrees. Okay.
Yeah.
That's always accurate.
In the black. 81 black.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. So it's going to be kind of warm and humid, but we've got off and on showers moving through this morning, and then another batch this afternoon.
Hey, we got Johnny at the Movies coming up later on next hour.
Do we really?
Yeah, and then we got Jim Santel. Mm-hmm. He's coming in with a lot of legal ease.
Okay.
We'll be talking legal stuff, the transition, you know, with the candidates in the election.
Right.
He I guess he knows a little bit about what's going on there and what's legal and what's not.
Well, yeah.
And we'll be talking about some of the hints that maybe Amy Coney Barrett is starting to think that maybe the right wing part of the, you know, Supreme Court is maybe a little off the Richter scale at this point.
Really, Amy Coney Barrett might be a little bit more moderate than the rest of them.
Yes, and we're using a little more.
Yeah. Well, she's you know, she's a Notre Dame grad, and you know, she might be a little bit more moderate.
Yeah,
you know, in the long run,
Midwest moderate, right?
Yeah, that's it. Hey, let's check the national day calendar.
All right,
shall
let's
we?
Do that. Sure.
Can't dance, and it's too wet to plow.
Did you prepare this time? You know, we had a complaint yesterday.
Of course, I prepared.
You know, it sounds like we're unprepared, but we're actually very prepared.
We're very, very prepared. Is it National Picnic Day today? Is it National Lemon Day? Mm-hmm. How about Gorgeous Grandma Day? Is that a day today or not? Or Vanilla Ice Cream Day? What day does not belong out of those days?
Gorgeous Grandma. I know you had a lot of issues with grandma, so.
Gorgeous Grandma Day is a day today.
Oh.
We'll get to that in a moment. You are wrong, sir. Sam?
It's not Picnic Day.
You are correct.
All right.
It's not National Picnic Day. Why would that be?
You act like that's a crazy idea. It's not when you consider all the other days.
John, I know. It's raining. Why would they put National Picnic Day on a day when it's going to rain?
Well, because they set it years ahead of time.
Inappropriate.
All right. Let's get to National Lemon Day.
Yeah.
Have I got the right days up here? Let me just see.
You do.
You better.
Yes.
I don't know. Wait a second.
Well, that fits right into the being prepared.
Here we go. National Lemon Day.
Yes.
Oh, don't you just love lemons and lemonade? You know, I was walking around the neighborhood, my new neighborhood, trying to get to my bearings.
And
there was a kid selling lemonade yesterday.
That's cute.
Out in the middle of, you know, the neighborhood there. He's just sitting there with his pitcher of lemonade.
He's 25 years old, right? A college grad.
Oh, no. I'd say he was 8 or 10. Mm. And I bought some lemonade for him.
That's very nice.
Yeah,
beautiful.
75 cents.
Wow.
I gave him $1. He said, keep the change, you know. I'm a big spender. Yeah.
Oh, well, I can see you're one who makes all the money around here.
Really? Lemons.
Making
a second here.
Lemonade out of lemons. What is the old saying?
Yeah, making.
When life gives you lemons, make lemonade.
There you go.
Thanks, Sam. Lemons. National Lemon Day squeezes its way into our day just in time to celebrate our summertime festivities. This tart fruit brings vibrant citrus notes to salads, drinks, and even savory dishes. You know about lemons. Join us as we learn why so many people love the taste of lemons in the summertime.
What the hell are we listening to?
This is the lemon song.
Led Zeppelin.
Oh.
It doesn't really... Okay.
It's during the guitar solo.
Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah.
Lemons are believed to be native to South Asia, although some say they may have originated in Northeast India. Okay, that's enough about lemons.
The debate rages on.
We're not going to solve it here, that's for sure. Let's move on and see what the next day is. Gorgeous Grandma Day. Doesn't this sound like something?
Oh, I can't wait for this description.
Wow. This looks like another fake one. You know, we got to start sending some fake days in. To the national day calendar and we can slip in under their radar.
I don't know, when I think of Gorgeous Grandma Day, I think of, you know, there's Playboy, Penthouse, Glamour, and Glory.
Oh, man.
And Gorgeous Grandma.
I'm worried about you. Gorgeous Grandma Day.
All right, we're all
recognizing all the women who embrace the age of a grandma, whether they are grandmothers or not.
Yeah.
Gorgeous Grandma Day embraces and encourages all women to flaunt their granny attitudes
there
with purpose and style. Not all women become grandmothers.
Well, no kidding.
Those who do don't necessarily fit the traditional mold any longer. Hmm. Others still reach a point where they assume grandmother status, even though no grandchildren are about. That is it for Grandma Day. It's just, Okay. Gorgeous grandma.
Is there a product sold with that?
No, it's just a random day.
Okay. Well, it's not bad. I think that they deserve that. Okay. You know, even if they don't have grandkids.
Yeah.
Grandma is a great way to be described, I guess.
Yep. Yeah. Okay.
Or recognized.
It's Vanilla Ice Cream Day.
Or talked about.
You know, this is one of these days that sounds like a fake day, but it's a real day. This is one that I could have slipped under the radar, a few days ago, and you would have nailed me for it.
Thank God they went for something other than chocolate.
Yep. Vanilla Ice Cream Day, July 23rd. Tips Hits Hat at the second most popular flavor in America. Take a bow, Vanilla. I scream, you scream, we all scream. Oh, boy. Of course, the day is part of Ice Cream Month. This is Ice Cream Month.
Oh, yeah.
Not too far behind National Ice Cream Day. Since Americans love vanilla ice cream so much, it shouldn't come as a surprise, John, that vanilla is the most common flavoring in North America for ice cream. Okay, they're just spinning their wheels on ice
cream. Well, ice cream is great.
It is.
And vanilla ice cream is super on pies.
Yes. Oh, yeah, like an apple pie.
Yes.
A la mode. Yeah.
We always have at least some vanilla ice cream for the pies and the desserts.
Do you?
Yeah.
That's fascinating. Let's get to the... history.
Yeah, I'm trying to add to this.
I know. Good luck. What's happening with the history book? Sam, can you open it up, please?
We're opening the book.
Okay,
all right.
For July 23rd.
Let's take a look-see. So this one is a bit of a stretch. Today in 1829, the first U.S. typewriter was invented, but it didn't look anything like a typewriter.
Hmm.
It looked like a clock with a lever on it. Kind
of. Oh, with a lever.
Yeah, it was a big box. There was a dial on the side that you would use to select which letter you wanted, and then you just like hit a lever on the top to mark it on a page.
So one key. It had one key.
Yeah, it had one key.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It was pretty goofy looking.
Wow.
One key.
Yeah. I'd love to see that.
Today in 1962, Jackie Robinson becomes the first black player inducted into the National Baseball Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And we're running out of time here, so I'll play out with this. Today in 1988, Guns N' Roses gets their first number one hit.
Really?
With Sweet Child of Mine.
Oh, yeah, sure.
1988?
My dad was big into Guns N' Roses. This came out his senior year of high school.
Jeez. Can't believe it was that long ago.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. That was a long time ago. All right. Thank you, Sam. We're coming back with a whole lot more of the John and Gordy Show. We're just getting started. Radio 92.7 WMDX, John and Gordy Show. It's 6:20, 67 degrees, high today about 81, off and on showers and thunderstorms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gonna be a little wet today.
Yeah, it is. Yes, it is. Hey, Atwood Fest is back this weekend. 30 great bands on 3 stages on Madison's east side. Join John and Gordy. Hey, that's us. From the WMDX Morning Show.
I can't wait.
We'll be emceeing over at the Sugar Maple stage. That's right in front of Monty's.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Blue Plate Place. Yeah. Be sure to check out the Civic Media Truth Booth, where festival goers can record stories and interviews, and all the conversations will be posted on our website at civicmedia.us. And some of the best ones might make it on the air.
Oh.
I know. Don't miss Atwood Fest this Saturday and Sunday on the 2000 block of Atwood Avenue, Madison. 3 stages, 30 bands, plenty of terrific food and vendors up and down Atwood Avenue. Go to atwoodfest.com/#music, okay? You'll get all kinds of band information and show times. We'll be there.
Yeah.
It'll be a lot of fun.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
It's going to be great.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Well, there's a lot of good food at Atwood Fest as well. So if you're into that.
I know. Rocker's been going on and on about all the food, and the bands, of course, but the food, yeah. What do you mean, he knows.
When you mention food to radio announcers,
their eyes light up.
We rush to it.
Right. Why is that?
I don't know. Just, you know, maybe hungry. They just, you know, paid us a little bit more. We wouldn't be starving to death. Right?
Right.
Oh, man.
Okay. So, did we finish up the history book, by the way, Sam?
We've got birthdays if you want to cover those.
No, why don't you cover those?
Okay, sure.
All right.
Today, 1989, Daniel Radcliffe was born. Alison Krauss, today in 1971, was born.
Yeah.
And Monica Lewinsky, born today in 1973.
Really?
Yes.
1973.
Hmm. Yeah.
She's what, 51? Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose.
Huh. Okay. Next. Is that it?
That's it.
Oh, yeah. That's it. Yeah, okay. I'm sorry. Yeah. I thought you had more than that.
You're scrambling, aren't you now?
No, I'm just over to you, John.
Well, we have a few things coming up later on, something called a new feature.
Yeah.
It's Under the Radar.
Under the Radar.
Yes, this is the Under the Radar edition of the family show.
You do
it
some
is.
Weather
it's
or something?
A premiere. No, it's actually stories that are just bubbling under the media.
The radar.
They're not really covering
big
it,
stories.
But, you know, we're keeping track of it, you know, as these stories filter in, the radar detector starts going.
Really like stretching, aren't
you? I thought long and hard on this one.
Okay. Well, good. I can't wait.
Yeah, it's Under the Radar.
When's that coming up?
That's what it's called. Well,
so I'm going to set my timer. And
your egg timer?
In case I fall asleep.
This guy has still got his egg timer, you know?
Oh, no, we're not onto this again, are we?
I haven't actually shopped for an egg timer yet, but when I find one, I'm going to buy it.
Don't.
Yeah, I'm going to get, yes, they're great.
Will you just get an Alexa?
John, you bought a second Alexa.
I did.
Yeah.
Just so that Gordy could have your old one.
Yeah, what happened to that?
Well, you know, I made a mistake.
Okay.
See, I got this Alexa with this flat screen on it. You know, they're usually like a ball.
Right.
But this is a flatter screen on it. It has a smaller image of time on it. And I'm thinking, oh, no, I can't see that from where I am. When I'm, and this is in our bedroom, and I want to be able to glance up and see what time it is.
Sure.
And I can't see it. So I've just wasted all that money.
Yeah. So you're going to pawn it off on me, huh? How much is it going to cost me?
Well, you need something.
I don't
to
need
just
it.
Talk to it and then say, set the timer for a half hour.
What, do you think Gordy is lonely or something, that he needs a machine to talk to?
I'd rather get a dog, you know, than an Alexa.
Well, tell your dog, you know, to remind you to take the pizza out of the oven in 15 minutes.
Don't need an Alexa.
Heck?
I don't need an Alexa.
You don't need the technology. I got it.
I find it. Okay, go ahead.
Really? You
find it? I find it interferes with my train of thought a lot of times. If I'm talking to myself walking around and Alexa starts talking back, I find that very disconcerting.
Well, everybody knows that happens. It does. And you never know what Alexa's going to say. Now, you can make Alexa a male voice if you'd like.
Okay.
Still has the name Alexa, unfortunately.
All right. Sure, I'll consider it.
All right. I should
consider
just give
this.
Up on the technologies.
Gotta move on.
All right.
Move on.
Okay. All right. Forget
Please.
It. Forget, you know, the tip of a lifetime.
What do you got there?
I would love to challenge anyone to just try to text him with a really good message about entering the 21st century. just try it. Just try it.
Sure. Yeah.
And I want to say hello to Tracy Anderson out there in Johnson Creek, who at time to time, you know, texts us and sends us a little picture or two.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And she sent a picture of Kamala.
Yeah, Kamala Harris.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very
says,
nice.
Says
very nice
I'm with her.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Anything else?
And
on
then
the text?
Linda in Middleton.
Yeah.
Posted a picture of a Biden Harris yard sign, but Biden is blacked out, and Harris is the only one on there.
Okay. All right.
Are you going to mention the chicken image that was sent yesterday?
I think it's a is it a rooster?
I really can't mention what it says. Rise and shine, mother cluckers.
No. Okay.
Right.
Yeah, and don't say the rest of it.
Well, thanks for that tip.
We got stuff
yeah, I would
to
have
do.
Said that, right?
Sure. We right. love it when you send us pictures. It's you can text us anytime, 608-879-8255.
Yeah. Wasn't there a Monty Python bit where they were talking about pictures? Pictures, you know, wink, wink, nod, nod.
Nudge, nudge.
Say no more.
Say no more. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
Time to take a deep breath and just relax.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm there.
Meditation with John and Gordy. This is not how to get people up in the morning. They're just going to fall
well,
back
keep waiting
right
for
to sleep.
This is what, you said
this
you
is,
had something important to talk
this
about.
Is what Gordy, this is what Gordy does around the house. He just sits there and meditates all the time.
He watches the news. He says he has like CNN
and
on the TV all the time.
All the time.
Watching the crawl.
Alerting everybody to what's going on.
You just pace around your house all the time watching it, don't you?
I do, yeah. That's all I do.
And I think that's all he does. Let's
you
get.
Gonna, you know, now we're out of time. We don't have time to get into your story.
You're kidding. You know, no.
Been waiting
we're
around for you to get into this.
Yeah,
and,
John,
you know,
we were telling you to get to your story, dancing. But
yes.
You just. Boy, oh boy.
A little bit later on, we'll talk to Jim Santel, and, you know, he's an attorney, mm-hmm. and he'll tell us how to get out of our contract, and then he'll. I don't know what else he'll talk about.
Yeah.
Are you ever going to just.
It's too late now. You said I can't get to the next story. I wanted to get to, you know, the problems that Milwaukee had from the RNC.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll get to all that and a whole lot more. It's 6:29.
But you had to go on and on about not having an Alexa.
No, you went on and on. And never mind. We're coming back with more of the Johnny and Gordy show at some point. Maybe. Stay with us.
And now, back to two veteran broadcasters who love radio so much, they hope that when it's their time, they die right here on the air. Which, come to think of it, happens pretty much every day. It's John and Gordy!
Yeah.
Knocking on heaven's door.
That's it. You got it.
Wow.
Any day now.
Gentle reminder here. Two senior citizens sitting in a chair. What are they talking about?
Tires. Two chairs, no winning. The John and Gordy Show, sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Sides or online at verlo.com.
Well, you were talking about the hearings yesterday.
Yes, the hearings with the Supreme Court, the Secret Service.
Secret Service, right.
The head of the Secret Service. And boy,
you're mentioning both sides were laying into the head of the Secret Service.
Nobody was happy with her answers. Actually, they were non-answers to just about everything. She just didn't want to tell anything, didn't want to talk about anything, kept saying investigations are going on. She's leading one of the investigations.
It's tough to talk about an investigation, ongoing investigation.
Especially when it's about the Secret Service and there's a lot
of
confidential.
It's secret.
That's why they call it secret. But even after it was all over, both Jamie Raskin and the other, the head of the committee, and I can't remember his name, James
Comer.
Comer. They both signed a letter saying she should resign. I mean, so it was bipartisan. Everybody wanted her to resign, like, right there. But she refused.
I know somebody wants to blame somebody and have some head roll. But in regards to what happened,
there were so many lapses.
They made some very good points, right? Not covering a rooftop within the range of a rifle, the rifle he had.
Yeah.
But they left it up to the local police. That's what I remember initially. That's what they thought. This is a local police issue and not something we should care about, which is crazy because there aren't that many roofs around there. And this one was directly in line.
That and a lot of other things that they asked her about, she just would not comment on. Like, how did he get on the roof? Because he didn't use a ladder. He bought a ladder. He didn't use it. How did he get up there?
Climbed up there somehow.
People were, you know, running around saying there's a guy there with a gun. You know, I mean, all kinds of people were identifying him and pointing at him and yelling and screaming and saying, you know, there's a guy with a gun up there. And it just, she would not really come up with much.
Well, it was a big lapse.
Yeah.
At the same time, I saw a video of some gun enthusiasts testing out their rifles on a head with a plastic ear on. And
what?
So they shot at the plastic ear. This was
really
just to prove what would happen.
Yeah.
With a bullet of that high velocity to see what happened to an ear if you just clipped the ear with this bullet.
Okay.
And it just it just expanded and blew up that ear.
Hmm.
Okay. And these enthusiasts said, you know, I can't see why there isn't more damage. Why something didn't happen that was more lethal.
That was their conclusion.
To Trump, That, well, at least that's what they came up with.
Right, yeah.
And you could see it. And they had it in slow motion. They recorded that bullet going past the head and hitting the ear. And it was just an unbelievable thing. Yeah. I've always thought that something had to have happened. And I think they're hiding it. Now, I don't want to be conspiracy theorist here.
Right.
But I just think that they're not telling us something.
Well, and they didn't tell us anything yesterday. The head of the Secret Service, she just clammed up. Just really wouldn't.
But I want Trump or a physician's report on that. I don't want Ronnie Jackson's physician report on it, which, by the way, he released. Right?
He's not even a doctor.
Well, they took away his license.
Yeah,
right?
He lost his license.
Yeah. Not only that, you know, he was so bad as a doctor for the White House. That they demoted him when he retired from the service. He was retiring as an admiral, and they knocked him down to captain because of his bad policies and his slipshod way of running the White House as a doctor.
Right.
So this guy, no one can believe him. I don't believe him. Mm-hmm. I think something else has happened. They're pretending as though maybe he hasn't lost some hearing or maybe there's something, you know, pain or whatever.
Could be, yeah. Could
he was a little slow in his speech the other day, and I just think that I don't know. I think something's going on.
Well, yeah.
I don't.
There's nothing compelling him to put out a complete medical report except the media, you know, and people clamoring for it. So he'll just move on and
you know,
not respond.
When Kennedy was shot, they started looking at the angle of the bullet, the trajectory, you know, from one point to the other.
Right.
Why are we not seeing that with the shooting?
Yeah. Well,
because I want to know the angle. I want to see if, in fact, the person that was shot, the victim in the crowd, whether that was intentional. See, you know, there are all these conspiracy theories out there, but at the same time, we're not getting the information at all from the Secret Service. We're not getting any explanation.
That's why they need an independent commission or something. You know,
Something has to happen.
I think Congress will do that. Or,
right.
You know, yeah.
Because the lack of doing anything makes me suspicious.
Right.
And normally, I'm not that kind of person, and I don't want to be that kind of person. Please, I've seen what happened to MAGAs.
Well, and, you know, several Congress people made that point. Like, you know, here we are in the presidential election season, you know, coming to, you know, the last few months of the year, and we can't get any information about this. And, all these people need to be protected, all the campaigners, all the presidential candidates and their families and everything. And we don't have any answers to this. I mean, it was an obvious lapse of security concerns there, and not. I mean, they listed a number of them. It wasn't just one thing or the other. It was quite extensive.
A lot of these dictatorial leaders in the world have actually faked assassination attempts.
Mm.
Viktor Orban did it.
Are you thinking this is a fake job by Trump?
I just want more information.
Hey, John. You know?
They hang out together. They love each other.
What?
Check the text line, John. Somebody just sent us a picture of a tinfoil hat.
That's a good one.
Well, you know, I deserve to wear that this morning, I guess, the way I sound.
No, I don't.
I just want more. There's nothing out there.
Right.
Except for the Trump trading card. Admitting that he survived the assassination attempt.
Okay. Well, no, you know,
just a collector's item, by the way.
I might have missed you saying it or touching on it. Robert M. McFarland says, I thought someone said he got hit with the glass from the teleprompter. I've heard that.
I've heard
there's
that too.
A theory
I've heard
it that. Could be something that ricocheted right? and hit him in the ear.
Yeah.
Could that be. Could make more sense than an actual bullet going
but,
through
but,
it.
But yes. But the point, I mean, you know, a gentleman died and, you know, that's two true. Other people were injured. So there were bullets, you know. There,
yeah,
I
there think were, they, there they were said, a few shots that you could have heard on the original video.
I think they said 6 to 8 shots, something like that. Yeah.
Right. But so we also, somebody mentioned, John, a plastic ear is not going to react the same way as a flesh ear, but
okay.
if the plastic ear
yeah.
goes through that kind of trauma, right. you know, it's got to do something to actual flesh.
Yeah.
And the head, that bullet was near.
Right. You know, Ronnie Jackson, the fake doctor, said it missed him by 1/4 inch. You know,
yeah, he knows.
The head.
He knows.
But hit the
Secret ear. Service doesn't know that, but he knows mm-hmm. that. Look,
we're not going to solve it here.
I can't believe Ronnie Jackson at all. Obviously, and we
it's
need
a goofball.
We need That's, you know trajectory is points of view. We didn't even know where the shooter was exactly precisely. You know, we've seen mm-hmm. the rooftop, but we don't know. You know, was it a direct line?
It's unknown at this time.
Yeah.
All these investigations, and we have nothing. Nothing yet.
And the fact that, you know, Viktor Orban and Trump are really good friends, and Viktor faked his assassination attempt. I am just sitting there. I'm just thinking, wow, I did not know that.
I didn't know that either.
So,
another text. You know Mythbusters, the TV show?
Yes.
We need Adam Savage from Mythbusters to get out the mannequin that they had to show us. He's talking about ballistics gel, the human flesh
right.
like goo that they have on mannequins to test stuff like that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a good show. I don't know why they ended it. Mythbusters.
Well, I ran out of myths.
Yeah. They ran out of myths. I loved that show when I was a kid. I was inspired to make some of the things that they tried to test on there.
Yeah. It was good.
Going through the elaborate things they went through to create these situations, test them in.
It made for fascinating TV. That's all.
Well, it's kind of a handyman show, you know?
Right?
People who want to blow things up, blowing them up real good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, anyway. We just need more information, and I'm glad that the hearings took place, and they talked to the Secret Service, and the pressure's on for them to at least release some of this information. So even John Peterson, the guy who would never fall for any of these conspiracy theories ever in his entire life,
right?
All of a sudden, everything is falling into place here, and I'm thinking, it can't be happening. I'm not going to do this.
So when they come out finally with a report, are you going to believe it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
You know,
good.
Speaking of conspiracy theories generally, like last week on Saturday, I believe, was the anniversary of the moon landing.
You're right.
And I saw a bunch of posts online about it. Yeah. And it really shocks me how many people think the moon landing didn't happen.
Oh, I know.
It's really crazy. Is amazing.
Yeah.
It is.
Hmm. Like, where do people, like, they always say that they just shot it on a Hollywood set somewhere.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
But, like,
yeah, how do you...
Really?
No.
I don't know.
You can't do it. Can't do it. I mean, it's like people saying the Earth is flat. I mean,
back then, it was a huge controversy, and they pointed to this, that, and the other thing in the videos. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, which everybody shook their head except for the conspiracy theorists.
Yes.
If you're a conspiracy theorist, we want to hear from you.
Okay.
Give us a call, 608-879-8255.
Oh, we've got the guy in the tin hat, tinfoil hat.
It's 646, 67 degrees. This reminder, Wisconsin's fall primary is August 13th. Mm-hmm. You know, that's not too long. That's right around the corner. Make a plan to be a voter in every election from local to state matters. Be sure to make a plan to be a voter between now and Tuesday, August 13th, that primary is coming up.
Wow.
To learn more about who and what is on the ballot this August, where your polling place is, and how you can request an absentee ballot, you can head to myvote.wy.gov to get all the information and more.
Oh.
John, you're just scrolling through Twitter right now. What are you doing? Are you even doing the show?
I I'm not scrolling through Twitter. I had it up. I closed the thing on Ronnie Jackson because I looked up Ronnie Jackson.
Gordy, speaking of the election, have you guys touched on the constitutional amendments that are going to be on the ballot for that election?
There are two questions.
That's right.
Yeah. No, we haven't touched on this. I don't know what they're...
I don't know the first question. I know the second question is that the Joint Finance Committee wants the power to delegate federal dollars instead of leaving it to the governor.
Right.
Another power taken away from the governor. That's what they're attempting to do in the Constitution. This isn't just a law in the Constitution. It's outrageous. And this is what's happening around the country. Mm-hmm. All these red states, all the Republicans, instead of passing laws that can be repealed and changed, they're putting these things now in the Constitution, which are almost impossible to get rid of once they are in the Constitution. Mm-hmm. They're state constitutions. Well, and that's what they're doing here now. And they want to make sure that they, if they get the federal dollars like they did or they didn't get for COVID, and it went to the governor instead, that money went out very quickly with the governor's help. If that went into the Joint Finance Committee, they would put strings on it. They would say, well, you have to do this, and you have to do that. You can't do this. And you're a liberal city, we'll give you a little bit, but not all the money. All of this stuff can happen if it goes to the Joint Finance Committee and the Republicans, who may still maintain some power there after this election. So you can't let them have all the money and all the decision-making. Mm-hmm. In regards to the federal dollars.
Well, maybe we can ask Jim Santel about that. I bet he is up on that.
Great idea.
Yeah. And another question is about the delegation of appropriation power. These are sort of related, I think, these two questions.
Yeah. And I didn't understand the first one.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Yeah, it's a word salad.
Right. It is.
I'm concerned. 649, and again, 67 degrees, showers and thunderstorms today. We'll check in with Brittany Merlot a little bit later on. She's at the EAA up there.
I hope it's not raining up there.
Thank you. I know.
Set the hearing to the Secret Service director. Please give us some clue.
Yes.
All right. Now, I wanted to get into the toning down process that everybody was supposed to have gone through at one time, you know. No one toned it down, except for maybe the Democrats initially. They tried to bring the level of rhetoric down just a little bit, make it a little bit easier for everybody to get along with each other, right?
This was after the assassination attempt on Donald Trump.
And everybody just wanted to tone it down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, lower the temperature.
It didn't last very long.
Right. It didn't. And now Republicans are using the stochastic terrorism excuse, and that is... word salads that promote attacking other people. And that is what they're sticking to this time.
That's their angle.
And they're blaming Democrats for their dangerous rhetoric, which is just...
That's what they do. They project it back to
the
Democrats.
They do project. Yeah.
It seems to be the pattern.
Trump's aides and allies are blaming Democratic rhetoric, such as calling Trump a threat to democracy. Boy, that's pretty tough. For inciting the attempted assassination. Get this. Meanwhile, the GOP convention featured speakers that used this. Carrie Lake said, strap on a Glock.
Okay.
You know, all those
great,
all those campaign videos that came out with, you know, the AR-15s.
Right.
And were shooting pictures of candidates and bills and whatever it was.
Yes.
Yeah, that wasn't threatening at all.
No.
Stochastic terrorism. How about Mark Robinson? Some folks need killing. That was another comment at the convention. Marjorie Taylor Greene, Nancy Pelosi deserves to be executed. Tom Cotton, pro-Palestinian protesters off the Golden Gate Bridge. He said that, not at the convention, but he did say that. So everybody's trying to tone it down. And we have a little clip here from The Daily Show about toning down the rhetoric. And let's go to clip 85. Let's listen to that.
Okay.
Last night was night two of the RNC. And it's been a very unusual convention because someone shot the candidate 4 days ago. And the media consensus after this was that this week would be about healing.
The attack on Trump has changed the storyline and the tone of this convention, with the former president calling for unity.
Something has fundamentally shifted here.
This is going to be a different tone.
This is going to shift what we are hearing from every single person who takes the stage.
It is about unity. It's about coming together and supporting one another now.
More trying to lower the political temperature here.
It's like a wholly different convention that we're going to see.
I think that bullet grazed his ear, but it impacted his heart.
Wow, impacted his heart. It opened his eyes. It lowered his cholesterol. It engorged his penis. But yeah, word on the street was that the RNC speeches were going to be civil and polite now. So bring on the good vibes.
The Democrats' disastrous record on crime, trade, and regulation has ruined the lives of countless Minnesotans.
Your family is less safe.
Biden's violent crime crisis.
Our children are dying.
War on families.
Woke indoctrination.
Trampled underfoot by the radical left.
Biden and the Democrats are doing everything they can to tear down this great country.
America cannot afford 4 more years of a Weekend at Bernie's presidency.
Kumbaya, my lord. I mean, I guess this is toning it down. And for the record, it is totally unfair to compare Joe Biden's presidency to Weekend at Bernie's, okay? For one thing, Bernie could pass as an alive person, okay? Also, that movie got a sequel. But it wasn't all death and destruction. There was also a lot of ass-kissing, like from the co-chair of the Republican National Committee, Laura Trump. Yes, Laura Trump. I wonder if they're related.
I know that I'm lucky enough to get to call him my father-in-law. My father-in-law. My father-in-law. Father-in-law. My father-in-law. My father-in-law. And if not for the support and encouragement of my father-in-law, I wouldn't be where I am today.
That's true. That's
sure. Yeah, we kind of figured that. But yeah. Hey, I'm not hating, okay? I would love to have a father-in-law who gives me a career. I mean, all my father-in-law gives me is anger that I haven't given him a grandchild.
There you go. So
that's The Daily Show.
Yeah. A good list of examples.
Toning it down.
Yep. Toning it down.
It hasn't happened yet. I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon.
Well, let's listen to this cut about Ron Johnson's teleprompter problem, right?
Oh.
Everybody remembers that one.
Right.
So let's check that out from The Daily Show. Cut 93.
All right.
Last night was night one of the RNC. And obviously, after what happened this weekend, there was a clear theme going in.
Obviously, right now, unity is a theme that we need to be focused on.
I think that we're going to hear a lot of unifying top speeches.
Oh, we got to create some unity. The vitriol and the hatred, it needs to stop.
We should bring the temperature down.
Let's turn this moment into a moment that helps us down that path of healing and unity.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. That is Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin. He is known as a particularly divisive, or whoever you want to pronounce that. A divisive figure. So to hear that healing rhetoric coming from Ron Johnson is impressive. I, for one, look forward to hearing his unifying remarks on the convention floor.
Today's Democrat agenda, their policies, are a clear and present danger to America.
Oh, my God. It's toned down.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I guess he's what's known as unity in the streets, divisive in the sheets. And I want to be fair, in this new environment, Senator Johnson did not mean to stoke anger. His teleprompter did.
What he wanted loaded in the prompter was that we needed a somber moment in history. We should heed President Trump's call to unite, to be strong, to be determined. We must heal. He said, I don't know how the other one got in there and screwed up the teleprompter. But again, he went ahead and read it.
What a douchebag! sorry. I didn't mean to say that. That was in my teleprompter.
Yeah,
I apologize.
There's the excuse right there. So
that's it.
A lot of healing.
Finally,
a lot of
we
healing
know.
Going on.
Yeah, finally we know what really happened.
Yeah.
He couldn't have just ad-libbed.
Right.
If that came up.
Oh, I've got the wrong speech here, but I want to just,
He just read it.
Yeah. A little healing between the parties here.
Ron Johnson went with what's best. Yeah.
What he's rehearsed over and over again. He went with the same stuff.
Mm-hmm. It is 6:58. Coming up in our next hour, Jim Santel will join us, and also Brittany Merlot and Johnny at the Movies returning.
Indeed.
Right?
Yeah. And we are going to talk about manly men.
Manly men. It's all coming up on the John and Gordy Show.
Gordy in the morning.
As we were saying.
Let the sun shine.
It's the John and Gordy Show.